Hey, guess who's here? It's C6 Steve. I always put the... It's a hard name for me, Steve. Do a lot of people have a problem with it?
Yeah, they used to say... Most people thought it was C16. So then it took me a while to get known when people had that wrong name.
So C6 Steve. I get carried away. Well, who gave you the name of C6 Steve?
I went on a... Not so long ago, I took a boat cruise... ferry boats from Denmark to... No, Norway to Denmark, and I threw up all night... And then the next day, one of the guys I went with says, oh, you C6D, thought it was real funny.
Hey, just cool.
Yeah, I didn't think it was so funny. But it kind of, you know, after a while, I thought, well, that ain't, you know, I guess you could have a worse name.
Well, it's memorable, if occasionally difficult to pronounce.
I've been sick all my life, too, so it's, might as well just own up to it.
Because you lived, or you still live in Norway, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, I moved there just like about, my wife's from there, so I moved there about 6 years, 7 years ago. So, but we lived in America we've been married 27 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
And you have children?
I got 5 boys, 2 from the marriage that didn't work before, and 3 from the one that did work.
And do they, the new ones, they speak Norwegian, the ones that have the Norwegian mother?
They talk Norwegian, was the first language, but they sound like Americans, you know? They was talking both from when they was like little, you know. I talked to them in English, and my wife talked to them in Norwegian, and we live in America, so all their friends, you know, they talk like their friends did, you know.
Did you speak, did you master the complexities of the Norwegian tongue as well?
My kid, when he was 5, asked me to stop speaking Norwegian because I sound like an idiot. So, well, I can putter along.
That's what you get from kids. You get the truth, don't you?
The truth.
Hey, congratulations on your success. So fully deserved. And you're coming to you quite late in life, Steve. I mean, it must be a lovely thing to finally be appreciated and loved in the way you are.
It's nice to have a job, I can tell you that. I wasn't doing so great before, and but you know, I keep saying this over and over again, but don't totally seem real. It seems a little bit like I feel, you know, it's just a little bit like, oh, this ain't going to last.
It must be. Well, I'm pretty sure it will. And I very much hope it will. It must be strange when you walk out there in front of a crowd of young people.
Yeah.
Who all like you, because it's kind of odd that they've embraced you in the way they have, and you do have a very young following, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to think. You know, people have asked me a lot, kind of why, and I don't know. But I reckon if young people like you, then you're doing something all right. Cause at least they don't think I'm boring.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what I'm doing to make them like me, but I ain't gonna think about it too much. I'm actually real grateful.
Well, you know, the great thing is you're not pandering to them. You're not trying to do something to make them like you. You're doing what you do.
Yeah,
and they've come to you.
I never, you know, I've heard that people said, oh, Steve had this all planned out, but I personally wouldn't have invested in me. You know, that, you know, someone come to you, oh, I got this old fella, he just had a heart attack, and he played like Country Train Wreck. Do you want to invest any money?
Yeah, no one would have given you.
No, and neither me neither, so I understand.
Because how old are you, Steve? You mind me asking?
Yeah. After I got sick, I just, I don't know, I had this weird thing come in my head saying, if you don't talk about it, maybe you're going to live a little longer.
Yeah, well, there you go. Are you as young as you feel then?
Yeah, I'm trying to feel younger, too.
Now, you're going to play for us in a minute. What song are you going to play?
Thunderbird.
Okay, before you do that, let me ask you about the guitar, because I've seen some impressive instruments coming our way in this studio. We've seen people coming in with guitars that must have cost tens of thousands of dollars, probably. You know, they've been around the world. The finest crafted materials used, you know, with inlaid wood marquetry and beautiful strings made from the intestines of a very rare and nearly extinct bird, so on and so forth, with ivory keys, and that's the worst looking shoddiest piece of equipment I've ever seen in my entire life.
Me too.
What's the history of that guitar?
My friend Sherman, who I actually just talked to on the phone out there before I come in here down in Mississippi, he bought it at a junk store, and I know he paid $25 for it, but it only had the 3 strings on it. And so we got in this kind of like discussion about how much I was going to pay, because he said, oh, man, I got you this great guitar, Steve. And so he charged me, I have it written here, paid $75 from this guitar from Sherman Cooper Como, Mississippi. So I told him I was never going to play it with, I was going to leave 3 strings on it.
And so it's only got you've only ever played it with 3 strings?
Yeah.
And you use this for proper gigs and proper musical appearances?
Yeah, I play it a lot. But it started out as a joke, because I was just bothering my friend, because nobody wanted me to play.
Yeah.
You know, so... I told him at the time, we'll take it around the world, Sherman.
Yeah. So it didn't matter when no one wanted to hear you.
No, it was just, he laughed. But even he, like, he was just telling me, this boy, he lived on a farm out in Mississippi, and he goes, you know, I always knew that guitar was strange. I just heard this just now. He goes, yeah, there was a ghost that used to hang around this guitar, and the guitar would move. And you could ask 50 people down here, they'll tell you that. And when the minute you took that guitar, the ghost was gone. I just heard that 10 minutes ago. I go, Sherman, you never told me that.
So we're in the room with a haunted guitar, and it only has 3 strings on it.
And that's the best thing about it.
Do you not miss the other 2 strings?
Well, you know, I have another guitar that's almost as bad, but it got all the strings. Yeah. So if I get lonely, I play the other bad one.
But you can play the tune. This you can cover all the bases, all the notes you need to write down on those 3 strings.
It work. It just doesn't, you know, don't work that great.
Well, it's part of the appeal, I guess. Yeah, part of the charm.
I like it because it make you play. You know, when I used to play on the streets a lot. A lot of times you didn't have. If I broke a string, there was nowhere to get another string. So you stop playing, you don't eat. And you may break 2 strings, so sometimes you get down to only a couple strings, so you keep playing. So I know how to play, I at least know how to make noise with not all the strings.
Okay, well, it sounded pretty good early on. The song you're playing again, is it Thunderbird, you said?
Yeah.
Thunderbird, okay. Is there any history to this song? Is there anything we need to know? Any story, backstory?
Yeah, you know, I guess they used to have Thunderbird wine over here, like fortified wine, but apparently they don't got it no more. But it used to be the wine all the, you know, the layabouts would drink, and... But it's also about riding trains and...
This is kind of already, you know, you get the feeling there's a line that goes back in the kind of what you do way back to Woody Guthrie and those guys who used to travel and they were troubadours, I guess.
Yeah, I understand. I found that out later. I started riding the trains when I was 14 and I didn't have no education, so I didn't know about any of these people, but there was still lots of people riding trains when I was a kid but we'd do it to follow work around.
Yeah.
And then, then I kind of forgot about it, but... When I was, every time I pick up a guitar, for the most part, I end up thinking about them times and end up writing songs. But most of the time, nobody was interested. I pretty much could clear a room out in about 3 or 4 minutes. You want to hear a song about the time I rode a train? Oh, look at the time.
Everyone goes, well, that's not the story anymore. Well, we're hoping you don't clear any rooms with this one. Okay, let's see if that ghost will work his magic for us right now.
Oh, the mojo, yeah.
Okay, I'm delighted to say, here he is performing on Radio 2 for you, Seasick Steve.
There you go. Come on, boy. Going up north, duty potatoes. Freight down to Cali, pick some tomatoes. SP to the jungle, old SB. Under the eucalyptus, that's a life for me. I drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird, yeah, yeah, yeah. Strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird, come on. Make us a little Frisco, nobody holding back. The nickels and dimes will fall like a rain. Run to the liquor shack. Here come the stories, most of them lies. A one trip for all the world, none of your boy lies. Drink a Thunderbird, strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird, yeah, yeah. Strictly Thunderbird, drink a Thunderbird. While you're sitting in your rush hour traffic, freeway like a parking lot, I just think about the Thunderbird, riding west and free on a hot shot. And while you're dining out at Chez Louis, Fresh pasta and $100 wine. Right. On the fire, I'm cooking SpaghettiOs. Underneath a billion star tonight. I'll drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird. Drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird. Drink a Thunderbird. Yeah. Strictly Thunderbird. Drink a Thunderbird. All right, now you're going.
That's what you call a big finish, isn't it? One man, three strings, that's all you need, and one box to stomp on. C6 Stephen, not a diddly bow in sight. Hey, that was great. Congrats, that sounded fantastic.
Oh, okay, thanks. Appreciate
yeah.
That.
Well, good luck at the Brits. Are you up a solo best male artist under the age of 80, I believe? Is that you're in that new category they've just opened up?
Not a snowball's chance in hell.
You're going to get it. Come on. If you don't, there's no justice.
No justice.
That was great. C6 Steve, I started out with nothing and still got most of it left. That's the name of the album. You can still get that. That's where all good records are sold, of course. And I believe is there the film, the BBC film, has that gone out already, or is that about to go out?
Yeah, I think it went out like a week ago or so, or two, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they'll A, repeat it, and B, it'll be on sale. So look out for C6 Steve, both in the CD and DVD section of your record store. Steve's just opened up a small celebratory bottle of, what is that, Tixilix? Some kind of a cough syrup.
No, obviously, it's Tennessee Soda Pop.
Tennessee Soda Pop with the initials JD. You enjoy that, Steve. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys.
My pleasure. Thank you.